Let's head over to the Garrity Newsline, joined by ABC News correspondent Tom Rivers. We heard in that update, President Xi of China landing in Moscow right now. And Tom, what is on the agenda for the leaders of China and Russia with this new meeting?
Yeah, well, partly symbolic and partly practical, too. For the past 12 months, some pretty biting sanctions on Moscow. They found alternative markets, biggest one of which is China, with a lot of oil and gas going to China at a reduced rate. Moscow's happy that they're still selling it. China's happy to take it in at that price. So they're talking about, more of a multipolar world, not a world that is, if you will, existing with a single superpower. And a lot of that has to do with the policy of the current administration, which undoubtedly has pushed Moscow and Beijing closer together. Also, China says they'd like to initiate some peace talks, but very, very, if you will, muted response in the West to that. So we'll hear more about that. And, of course, at this stage, China remains, at least in practical terms, of backing Moscow, but not militarily. And I think that'll probably carry forward unless there is a huge escalation, in which case they will then, if you will, saddle with Moscow on that score. So, yes, a lot to talk about over the next 2 days.
Yeah, and of course, as you mentioned, China wanting to have that role as kind of maybe a peace broker as well. Is there any indications that following this meeting with Putin that there will be any kind of correspondence between Xi and Ukrainian President Zelensky?
There's a possibility of actual having a meeting that has been talked about on the back of this two-day discussion in Moscow. So we'll see what kind of traction is there. But there have been, as you well know, there have been examples in the past. The former prime minister of Israel, Bennett, got pretty close about a year ago to establishing some kind of a framework for peace talks. But in his words, Ukraine was pushed back due to the beckoning of Western leaders. So, there's some people out there, some countries, that for whatever reason are saying, no, we want this thing to drag on. And see if China can actually break the solution out and see if we can actually get some talks down the road. But again, not too hopeful at this stage.
Yeah, and, this meeting in Moscow just coming, just days after the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for Vladimir Putin on war crimes. And is there any potential, likelihood that moves ahead, or is that kind of just a symbolic move on the ICC?
It would be more symbolic at this stage. Who knows what might happen years down the road? But most of the countries in the world have signed up over the years to the jurisdiction of the ICC. Just literally a handful of countries do not recognize it and will not hand over their citizens to The Hague. Russia is one of those countries. China is one of those countries. Israel is one of those countries. The U.S., one of those countries. So if they're not going to play ball and there's no likelihood of being, if you will, nabbed out of country, you're not going to see Putin in the dock in The Hague.
Yeah, and you mentioned earlier maybe there's some pushback from some of the Western forces as far as some of the, earlier discussions as far as brokered peace talks. Who benefits from kind of keeping this conflict going so long?
Well, a lot of the large multinational arms manufacturers and a lot of countries here, we're talking now daily about banking problems, not only in the U.S., but here in Europe as well. Credit Suisse now has been taken over by UBS, and the share price for Credit Suisse now is down about 60% on the day. A lot of countries are in recession, heading into recession, a lot of taxpayer dollars. The U.S., for example, over $100 billion, which could be used for other things, but is now going to Ukraine. That sentiment is changing in Europe. People are saying, look, we've helped, and we feel sorry for Ukraine, but we got to get our own house in order. And you might be hearing that more and more as we head now into the spring and into the summer.
Yeah, it'll definitely be interesting to see what the spring and summer have in store. Tom, we appreciate it as always.
Take care.